You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Show. I'm RJ Ochoa. It's Friday, April 9th. The time has come to kick off your day with the biggest stories from around the NFL. We will start in the Queen City. The Cincinnati Bengals announced on Thursday that they will be unveiling a Ring of Honor at Paul Brown Stadium. That's right. Welcome to 2021. The Bengals noted that they will have a full list of initial nominees soon enough, but for now, we know that the Ring of Honor that they will have will include Paul Brown and the great Anthony Munoz. Again, welcome to 2021. Don't forget, the Cincinnati Bengals are supposed to reveal new uniforms for the 2021 season, so lots of changes happening there. Moving on, NFL draft prospects were in Indianapolis on Thursday and will continue to be for in-person medical exams. Obviously, the NFL Combine did not happen this year as the league and the world continue to navigate life amid COVID-19, but revealing all this medical information to NFL teams should make for some interesting twists come next week when all of this is known. Now, Thursday did mark a tradition unlike any other. The Masters began in Augusta, Georgia, and Patrick Mahomes, that's right, Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, was seen on the premises. What's more is not only was Mahomes in town, but soon to be number one overall pick, we all assume, Trevor Lawrence was also on hand at the Masters. Moving on, Good Morning Football's Peter Schrager released a mock draft on Thursday, and this is important because we know that there are lots of NFL draft experts, and with all due respect to Mr. Schrager, he is obviously a television host and a reporter, and he does a lot of different things. He has a lot of different hats that he wears. So when he releases a mock draft, it is important because he is one of the more in-the-know people in the NFL. Now, when it comes to Peter Schrager's mock draft, it is important to know, rather interesting to note, that the New England Patriots, in his mock draft, traded up to the number 4 overall pick with the Atlanta Falcons. Here's your obligatory 28-3 reference. The Patriots jumped up to number 4 to get Justin Fields from the Ohio State, seemingly to be their quarterback of the future. What's more is within Peter Schrager's mock draft is that the Arizona Cardinals also traded up. They jump up to number 7 in this mock to get Florida tight end Kyle Pitts, who lots of teams are reportedly enamored with. ESPN's Chris Mortensen noted a few days ago that Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones is infatuated with him. So lots going on when it comes to Kyle Pitts. Let's keep going. In an appearance on the Michael Irvin podcast, Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster revealed that he had a team in mind had he not rejoined the Pittsburgh Steelers. As we all know, it was kind of speculated that Juju was going to leave. He even had some kind of cryptic tweets right before free agency began. A lot of people thought he would head to the New York Jets. The Baltimore Ravens were reportedly involved, but Juju told the Playmaker that had he not returned to the Pittsburgh Steelers, that he would have wound up with the Kansas City Chiefs. Sorry, Chiefs fans, no Juju for you. Meanwhile, down to the Houston Texans, quarterback Deshaun Watson's attorney filed a motion to request the plaintiff involved in everything that is encircling him be identified. That is your latest Deshaun Watson update, and that about does it for all news going on right now in the National Football League. We are about a month into free agency, kind of plus minus. Obviously, things kind of settling down on that front, but we are less than three weeks away from the 2021 NFL Draft, and there is a lot that is going to happen. We have obviously seen a number of trades, lots of things changing. Maybe there will be more trades if Peter Schrager's mock draft is right. Who knows? It is a very exciting time in the National Football League, and we want to make sure that you are as plugged in as possible. That is our job here at the SB Nation NFL Show, so we encourage you to subscribe right here to the SB Nation NFL Show, where you get a brand new show with different voices, different hosts every single day. You also get this show, the Daily Kickoff, to start off your day every day of the work week. Subscribe right here to the SB Nation NFL Show. Leave a rating, write a review. Those things go a long way at helping us. We really appreciate them. Enjoy your weekend if you're watching the Masters, enjoying baseball being back. Whatever the case may be, we can't wait to talk to you soon enough. We'll see you on Monday.
Support for this show comes from Fundrise. Buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise Flagship Fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise Flagship Fund to your portfolio in just minutes, and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/fox. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise Flagship Fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.